Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
To get an update on the hostage deal, what is really going on there? We do seem to be seeing some delays and some issues around Hamas coming back. Kori Bardash is the co-chair of the Republican Party in Israel. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much.
So what is the latest?
Yeah, it seems as if there are still last-minute things to work out in the deal. It's obviously very fraught with a lot of anxiety amongst all the population here in Israel. It's splitting the country. It's very tense. The latest is the news that we have is that a handshake has occurred. The general points have been agreed upon. There are still some points that have not reached the population right now about particularly being which of the terrorists will be released by Israel specifically, and who are the hostages that are going to be released as well.
When do we hope to? When is there likely to be some form of feedback on this?
Yeah, it's a good question. According to all sources, that being the Americans, that being the Qataris, when I talk the Americans, I'm talking about both the Biden administration and the incoming Trump administration, as well as the Israeli officials, say it's likely that something will happen even up to this week. But everybody who says that also says, but or not at all. But there is a lot of momentum. There's a lot of reasons why the various parties would like to get to conclusion of this initial round. So therefore, the stars are sort of aligning that something will be done.
Mm. From what we understand, there's such mixed emotions in Israel in terms of this deal. Do you think that, how does Israel process this? How do people try to get over the very, very real concern around the release of these terrorists, four innocent hostages, the threat to security, but yet the need to get them home? How are you dealing with it?
In all honesty, it is very difficult. It's very difficult for anybody. And I don't know anybody who's full-throated supportive of any of the deals. I'll say it on this level, on a human level, on a Jewish level. To save, the ability to save even one life is paramount, and we have to do everything we can. I would compare that to on a national level, what the country has to do in order to protect its citizens, not just now, for the future, is not a good deal. However, with that said, Israel's stated objectives from the beginning is the destruction of Hamas's political ability on a military side, and also the return of the hostages. The vast majority of the goals have been met. However, what's the different parties here that are grappling with is just, you have the families of the hostages. It's not uniform. There are different hostage families say different things. What about the hostages that have, unfortunately have already been killed? How about some of the hostages that are not included in this round? Let's say, men of military age, and thinking that they're going to be forgotten. Okay. And then obviously, let's say on the soldier side, the soldiers, including, my own family members, have been fighting in Gaza for many, many months. And how about the families of the fallen soldiers feeling like if we leave now, it'll all be for naught? Because there was, the goal was to the eradication of Hamas' ability to govern there. And that's not going to be the case necessarily. And again, but this overriding fact that for over 450 days, our people have been suffering in holes in the ground in Gaza, which is unconscionable. You know, children, women, elderly, and this first round is supposed to be humanitarian and all humanitarian, but it's absurd that it have to be even negotiated, and tying the negotiations up on a humanitarian level to stopping the war, which as Israel has never engaged in. It's never been, it was always been hostages on a humanitarian level. This is actually being connected to, you know, the objectives of the war. So it's very difficult. It's not an easy decision. Obviously, there's outside pressures coming from the incoming administration, the U.S. administration, to get something done in the short run. And just praying that, you know, it goes, you know, things, positive outcomes will occur and won't preclude Israel from taking and protecting itself in the future.
Yeah, it's just really, really scary. Anthony Blinken made a very strange comment about the fact that, well, for every Hamas terrorist eliminated, more have joined or been co-opted. What is he saying?
Well, he said a few strange things, actually, and I've spoken to a wide swath of Israelis here when he's even talking about the day after. It's the most absurd thing to even start talking about the day after when we're, you know, when and who's going to be participating in that. There's no appetite even for that conversation right now. But in terms of that, I'm sure there has been a certain level of recruiting, whatever that means. But they're not taking up the fight right now. And I think even according to certain Israeli sources, or it's perhaps self-evident that, you know, some people will be drawn to the cause. In terms of the numbers, there's no way that he knows what numbers that, you know, 20,000 or whatever he said, or more has, you know, more than have been killed, has joined. There's no polling in the Gaza Strip of, you know, and the ranks of Hamas. In fact, Hamas is not even party to any of these discussions. It's the Qataris negotiating with the Egyptians, you know, with the Americans. Hamas is not even party to this negotiation. There's no poll taking or anything like that in the Gaza Strip. But you would assume that there would be some, you know, groundswell of whatever. It also, at the same point, we don't know how many people in Gaza are against the Gaza, you know, the Hamas military rule there. So you know, it's hard to understand exactly what he said, where he got that information from. But it's not hard to think that there could be some recruitment, but that wouldn't be the. Israel has to protect itself no matter what. It doesn't. If his point was Israel shouldn't continue with the war because you're recruiting more than that, that doesn't mean Israel shouldn't try to eliminate, you know, the Hamas threat that started not only in 2006 with the rockets coming over, month after month, but more importantly on October 7th.
That is where we leave it. Thank you for that, Corey Ibardash. He's the co-chair of the Republic Party in Israel, talking about the hostage deal.